Well, basically, I just came up with that idea from basically, I was thinking like air hockey or something, and then like basically it started with one cup and one ball, and we sort of didn't even have boundaries at that point, but then it just sort of, it just came up with stuff from that. Best we get back to our game.
Max O'Malley was one of 35 middle school kids at a camp at Carnegie Mellon University. One of their tasks was to create a new game using ping pong balls and plastic cups. The camp allows teachers to take recent training on play-based learning and apply it to real life.
We're encouraging curiosity and trying to have them work together in terms of creating like the best, the most efficient, and the most fun games.
Joe Cangilla is a math, business, and computer teacher at Hampton High School. He says the training has allowed him to explore game-like learning and how to incorporate that into his lessons.
I think it's a great change-up. I think it motivates the kids and it has them doing different things. I mean, we have a tough time with certain students of keeping their attention span, so continuously changing it up and having them do something, walking around or moving around or involving technology, that just all incorporates creativity and continuously helping their brains work in that manner.
Last week, the teachers played Simon Says, Marco Polo, and Ninja, among others. At this week's camp, the students learn the same games, but can also put their own spin on things, like one group did when creating a game called Ring Ninja.
Yeah, basically, so we are making a... We're, like, changing this game called Ninja, and we're just modifying it.
In addition to such games, groups of about 10 students are tasked with creating their own planet, along with four brand new games that can be played on the planet. One group of kids was busy working on developing their planet. Anish and Siyu say they haven't yet made up the games, but know they will be a mix of analog and digital, and a key component will be balance.
So we want to use technology for, like... So we don't know what apps yet, but like there's one earthquake app for balancing, and
yeah, one of the purposes is to use technology in a way that other people didn't expect.
At a games expo at the camp, groups of students are busy either working on their planet or playing the games their peers have developed. Soon-to-be 8th grader Kane Blakey Crumpton says he'd like to see this type of activity during the school year.
It teaches us new things, like how to interact with other people trying to create things, and it really gives us a chance to meet new people and see what they can do, and you can also figure out in yourself what you can do too.
But it's not all fun and games, though it may seem like it for the kids. The developers, New York-based Institute of Play, say this concept of games in the classroom allows kids to learn without even realizing it. This is the first time the group has trained outside of New York or Chicago. Christopher Foster is a teacher in the Elizabeth Forward School District. He says he's not used games in the past, but will try to incorporate them in the coming school year.
I don't think that I've ever thought of it being like something that they do gathering information. I have always done maybe a review game, but not a strategy of them going out and finding the information on their own.
Foster says he's excited about finding new ways to get students involved and active. Other teachers say they've also learned how to better incorporate technology such as iPads into games and classroom learning. But even for districts or classrooms that aren't equipped with the latest technology, the kids were all highly engaged and having fun with the various games made with just string, cups, and ping pong balls.
Wow.
I'm Deanna Garcia, 90.5 WESA News.